Tribe General Manager Chris Antonetti, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage as we continue from Goodyear, Arizona. Chris, thanks again for joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week. And let's talk about the expectations for the Tribe in 2015. All in all, as you look at the makeup of this baseball team, how comfortable are you with some things and what are still the question marks?
I like the group that we have going into camp. I think we started the offseason with a great foundation of players in place and returning players, a good nucleus of young guys that are still in the upswing of their career. And, we have a number of veteran guys that we expect to bounce back a little bit this year for a variety of reasons, whether it was health or performance related. And then we feel, with the acquisitions of Brandon Moss, who should help improve our offense, and Gavin Floyd, who will provide a veteran presence in our rotation, we feel like we were able to accomplish two of the things we sought to do this winter.
Let's talk about those two guys in particular, because they were pretty much the offseason acquisitions that made some noise. First of all, Gavin Floyd. How is he health-wise, and what do you expect him to add to the rotation?
He's on a normal program at this point in spring. His arms responded really well. He has not had any difficulties at all. Now, we'll have to continue to monitor that to see how he responds moving forward. But we expect him to be part of our rotation opening day, and he's doing well.
And Brandon Moss.
Yeah, Brandon also coming back from hip surgery. He's progressed very well. He's actually running with almost no restrictions at this point. He's beginning his hitting progression and should be in games by some point in March, whether it's the first or second week.
Let's talk a little bit about guys that really need some bounce-back years. Swish and, of course, Jason Kipnis, Michael Bourne. First of all, health-wise, kind of walk us through where they are and then just really where you need them to be in 2015 coming off tough seasons last year.
Thankful to say each guy's in a great spot and really took advantage of the offseason to get their bodies in a place that they need to be successful this year. So Swish had both the knees scoped and had some work done on the knees and is now in camp. His body looks incredible. I think he lost 12 or 14 pounds, so he can be a little bit lighter. And he has a renewed spirit, and he's looking forward to having a big year and getting back and healthy on the field. Michael Bourne went down and worked. He's always been a tremendous worker. His body's always in great shape, but he worked with a track coach at the University of Houston, former sprinter Leroy Burrell, a world champion, world-class sprinter. And to work on his form, his explosiveness, and to try to help him, return to the person we know he can be and the impact player he can be on the bases. And so he's excited about his off-season work and comes into camp in a great frame of mind and ready to go. And Kip, is probably most eager to put last year behind him. He has extraordinarily high expectations of himself. And so, he's bound and determined to have a much better year this year.
And I'm sure as fans listen and they've been following the Tribe in the off season, they go, well, they didn't really make a lot of major moves. But, man, those three guys right there, if they can just elevate their game to where it was in 2014, that in essence is a major improvement.
No question. And I think that to the extent those guys are able to return to how they performed in the past, that'll have a big impact on our success this year. And again, as I said, we entered the offseason in a little bit of a unique position. We didn't go in with gaping holes in places that we needed to fill. We sought to upgrade, and in fact, there's a number of places where we actually have a surplus of options that we, if everyone's healthy, we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions. So there weren't that many opportunities either on the diamond or on the pitching staff for us to necessarily bring other guys in.
Again, we're talking with Indians general manager Chris Antonetti as he joins us as part of the Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. You mentioned the pitching, and obviously Corey Kluber stands out as the Cy Young Award winner last year, but talk about the depth of this pitching staff, not only the starting five, whoever ends up being that number five guy, but the bullpen that last year was just lights out for this team.
Yeah, we're excited about our pitching staff. I think we had the youngest pitching staff in the American League last year, and by almost all measures in the second half, it was the best pitching staff. And we're excited to see that group return, but we're also cognizant of the fact that, we need more than five or six starters. The average team's going to go through eight or nine starters during the course of the season, and we needed to make sure that we had enough depth to withstand the rigors of 162 games and some of the unexpected things that happened during the course of the season. So we feel better about our starting depth at this point of the offseason or now in spring training than we have at any of the times in recent past.
Chris, I was talking earlier with Bobby DiBiasio about some of the national media attention that this team is garnering. Is this team better than fans give it credit for?
I'm not quite sure how much credit fans are giving it up, but I can tell you we believe in the team that we have this year. We're expecting to have an extraordinarily successful year and to earn a postseason berth and hopefully advance. That's our goals. Our expectations are to try to win the World Series. And I feel that there's a collective belief within the clubhouse, within the organization, that this group is capable of doing that. Now, we need to take advantage of the time we have to work and continue to improve in front of us. We need to do what we can to make sure we stay healthy and guys put themselves in a position to perform to the levels they're capable of. If those things happen, we feel, despite having a very challenging and difficult division race in front of us, we feel that we can compete with the other teams.
It sounds like you've raised the bar somewhat, but do you like kind of putting that self-imposed pressure on a team?
In terms of our internal bar, it doesn't really change. Our goal at the outset of each year is the same as the last 2 years. We want to try to figure out a way to get to the postseason and win the World Series. That's what we're focused on doing each and every year. And I feel this year with the group of guys we have, I'm not sure I've ever had more conviction, especially in the recent past going into spring training, that we're capable of doing that.
Every spring training is unique or different in its own way. What's special about 2015?
I think the group of players that we have, I mean, it's very rare that you have a guy returning off a Cy Young, a top five MVP player, Michael Brantley. We've got premium players and, other premium players in Yan Gomes and a young nucleus of players, too, that has the chance to be together for a while. So the thing that we're most excited about is not only do we feel we're well-positioned for 2015, but this group has a chance to continue to grow together moving forward, and that's really exciting for us to think about.
And one final question for you before we let you go. What's one question that you want answered by the time you leave Goodyear here in about a month?
Well, we need to work through that last spot in the rotation. That's probably the biggest decision that we'll have over the next 6 weeks that we'll have to, hopefully it's a tough decision and that all of those guys pitch well and are deserving of it. And, we need to make a tough choice. But that's the thing we probably have to make that will take up the bulk of our time.
Chris, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for being a part of our Wahoo Week coverage.
As always, Tim, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Indians General Manager Chris Antonetti as he joins us here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.